Item 10, action item, harmful, potentially harmful exotic fish, shellfish, aquatic plant rules amendments. Earl? That's a mouthful, isn't it?
Mr. Chairman, other members of the commission, for the record, my name is Earl Chilton. I'm with Inland Fisheries. The harmful and potentially harmful species rules amendments that are in question pertain to the fee structure of the Triple O grass carp permitting program. What I'd like to do is quickly review some of the information we talked about yesterday. Triple O grass carp are an important tool in invasive plant management, particularly submerged plant management. And one of the reasons for that is that each triple A grass carp can eat up to 300% of its body weight in aquatic plants per day, depending on the temperature. And the fact is that hydrilla is their preferred food, and hydrilla is one of our top three most problematic plants in the state. If you look at the monitor, you can see that in the upper right-hand corner, we have an example of how thick hydrilla can get in Lake Austin, and the upper left-hand corner is an example of how thick hydrilla has gotten in Lake Conroe. Since the permitting program began in 1992, over 15,500 triploid grass carp permits have been issued. Of those, only 52 were for public water. Obviously, the vast majority were for public water. Each one of those triploid grass carp permits represents a $15 fee for the private waters and a $2 per fish fee for both the public and the private water permits. This represents about 486,000 triple A grass carp that have been permitted so far. The purpose of the $2 per fish fee was manifold. The first reason was to defray the cost of lake and pond inspections conducted by staff. The reason these pond inspections are conducted is because the department was concerned about escapement into areas that contained endangered species as well as estuarine areas. It was also to provide money for triple A grass carp research, and we have used some of this money for research in areas like Lake Conroe, and to provide money in the event of an emergency. Revenue since the program began from the $2 per fish fee alone has totaled almost $1 million, and 83% of that was from private waters. Well, the purpose of the proposed rule change is to waive the $2 per fish fee in the case of a permit issued for public water. The rationale behind that is, first of all, has to do with approved management plans. In the case of larger public water bodies that would represent large triple A grass carp stockings, the permit would only be issued and approved if the people that were stocking the fish were operating under a plan that had been approved by Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. This move would help controlling authorities and others with funding. Often we hear that they didn't have to pay the $2 per fish fee, they could spend more money on herbicide or even more grass carp. And an inspection cost. A lot of the money that comes in from the $2 per fish fee is used on inspections. Our staff has to go out and inspect most of those 15,000 permits. But in the case of public water, those public waters are surveyed all the time anyway. As many of them are on an annual basis, and some of them are on a 3 to 5 year cycle. So we already know what's going on in the public waters. As a result, our recommendation, which appears on the screen, basically is to waive the $2 per fish fee in the case of public waters. We only received one comment on this, and that comment was positive. Are there any questions?
You gave us a good briefing yesterday on this, Earl. I appreciate that. Any questions, anything we didn't cover yesterday? Earl, thank you very much. I have a motion on this matter. Moved by Holmes, second by Holt. All in favor, aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Thank you, Earl. Keep us posted on that. It's good work.